Blog Talk Radio.
SmackDown main event, ROH and TNA recaps, two major WWE signings, and a 32-man and woman tournament to determine the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
The celebration after Matt Hardy won the world title was an incredible end to the Bound for Glory pay-per-view. However, the following 72 hours has seen our company in chaos. The injunction that was filed by former world champ Ethan Carter set into motion the potential for the world title to be held up, not just for days, but potentially weeks, if not months. I was ready to fight it at all cost. And then I received a phone call from Matt Hardy yesterday. And after talking with Matt for a very long time and consulting with my senior executive staff, we made the decision to accept Matt's to relinquish the world title and, in essence, negate the injunction. What Matt did was incredibly unselfish. He put this company, he put this industry ahead of his own personal gain. And after much discussion, it's also set up something quite unprecedented.
You know, since my coming to TNA, we've had a renewed emphasis on world-class wrestling and clarifying our title picture. And that's absolutely our mandate going forward. But the problem right now is we do not have a world heavyweight champion. So after much discussion, deliberation, and really soul-searching, in this deliberative process, we've set up a framework by which we feel coming out of it, we will find a new, true, undisputed champion who will stand for everything that we want this company to stand for.
And this is going to be called the World Title Series, and it starts tonight on Impact.
Bro, you just dissed me for the final time. Bro, you just showed me disrespect. The only course of action left is to take us to the ring. This coming Monday night, we're gonna duke it out for keepers. And I will climb to the top rope and jump and kick you in the face. I've been trading all my wrestling skills, so I will surely win. Doesn't matter if it's submission, elimination, or just dinner. When I beat you, everyone will know how weak you are. You'll lose your job. I'll take your fans and take your girl, and then I'm gonna take your belt.
Welcome to Marking Out in the Morning. This is The Audacity, coming to you live from Audacity Solutions Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. It is October 9th, approximately 9:27 a.m. Again, I am The Audacity. Welcome to Marking Out in the Morning. If it is also 9:27 a.m. Central Standard Time, as you hear this, or the equivalent, which would be 10:27 Eastern, 7:27 Pacific, 4:27 Swedish, then you know you can catch us every morning, Monday through Friday, around 9 o'clock, sometimes a little later, hopefully more regularly on time in the future. But you can check us out on Periscope or Blog Talk Radio Live, or you can just call in and listen, 657-383-1786, if you want to catch us live, which is the way you should do it. Because if you're listening live, then you can interact with us. You can hit us up on Twitter, which I have the Twitter notifications up at all times. So anyone who tweets me during the show, I see it, I check it. If it's relevant, we talk about it. You can hop on Periscope, yell at me. That's why I'm talking about being a Cardinals fan, why I'm talking about my 10 years in a row at WrestleMania, while I'm talking to my friend who was just at WrestleMania 30. He's going to be at Dallas. So we're probably going to become best friends. That's the advantage of doing live. You can hit us up on Twitter, heelzigler_com, on Periscope, at heelzigler_com. And those are because HeelZigler.com sponsors this show. Or you can call in to listen or interact, 657-383-1786. Here's what we got today. Two pretty major names are reporting to NXT. We're going to talk about that. Spoiler alert, James Storm and Tough Enough Patrick. We're going to give the results from SmackDown, from Main Event, because I'm telling you guys, get Hulu Plus so you can watch Main Event live, or watch it 3 weeks late on the network. But it's a good show, way underappreciated. We're going to talk about TNA and the fact that they're having a 32 intergender tournament to determine the vacant TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Blue Blazer on the screen, a.k.a. Owen Hart, again, watching Survivor Series 88, if you can hear that in the background. There's also a correction to the recent press release from WWE 2K16 related to the DLC, downloadable content. Not going to tell you what it is. It's not major, but if you're a nerd, you're going to want to know. So stick around for that. We got a few other things. Nothing major. Whatever. We'll talk about stuff. So, try to give you all your news in 30 minutes so you know what's up for the morning and can rub it in your friends' faces that you know it and they don't. So, you can come here every day, marking out in the morning, to get your news, your rumors, your results, your previews, and yes, to Salinazar 500 in the Periscope Room, James Storm, and Tough Enough Patrick will both be reporting to the Performance Center. James Storm, spoiler alert, is going to be on NXT next week. Spoiler alert, Tough Enough Patrick is said to be reporting to the NXT headquarters, a.k.a. Performance Center, a.k.a. Full Sail University, a.k.a. Florida, a.k.a. WWE Developmental Area, starting no later than October 19. He's already canceling some indie shows because he's a big deal now. So that's what we're going to talk about. I basically just talked about it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Coming up real quick, we're going to go through the SmackDown results as well as a few other results. So you can't hear this on Periscope, but to everyone listening later on YouTube, watching on YouTube, obviously, but also listening, you got to do a little bit of both. Oh my gosh, I accidentally deleted the spoiler alert sound clip. So that's annoying. You guys on Periscope can't hear. You're the only ones listening live anyway. So about that. All right, so here we go. We're going to run through real quick the SmackDown results from last night. If you haven't already seen it, I just played the spoiler alert soundtrack, talking to my live listeners in the Periscope Room. SmackDown results, here we go. Big E defeated Dolph Ziggler after the New Day had a long but relatively funny intro. The other members of the New Day caused distractions despite the Dudley Boys coming to ring to try to help Dolph Ziggler. Charlotte, Becky, and surprise partner Natalya defeated Team Bella in a six-woman tag match when Charlotte hit the figure eight. Ryback defeated Rusev despite Summer Rae trying to help and Owens doing commentary. King Barrett defeated Neville, and Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman were disqualified in their match against Roman Reigns and Randy Orton after Bray used the chair. Surprisingly, Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper never showed up. So let's break that down real quick, give you a little commentary on that. So the opening, the New Day was actually a pretty long opening, and they're starting to give them maybe a little bit too much time on TV. WWE tends to strike when it's hot, but they strike too hard and too long sometimes. So we'll see how this goes with the New Day. I love the New Day, but I'm worried WWE is going to overuse them and get everyone tired of them before they really have a chance to make a big deal. In the sixth Diva tag, again, no surprise that Charlotte comes out looking strong with the figure eight getting a clean tap. Natalya now aligning a little bit with Charlotte and Becky, which I don't know why they even teased after Paige did her rant that there was ever going to be the PCB together anymore. So I don't really know what if Natalya is going to permanently be involved with Charlotte and Becky. It very well could be. It would be a good way to put Natalya back in. She is someone who can hold her own in the ring with some of these girls involved in the Divas Revolution. She was involved in some of the early matches that got a lot of people's attention. So she would be a good fit in there, at least for a while. Paige continues to get burned. We'll talk about that a little bit on the main event results coming up. But it's interesting to see. I'm interested to see what they're doing with Paige specifically, although it wasn't really addressed much on SmackDown. Then we got Ryback defeating Rusev with Summer Rae trying to help Rusev but not helping enough. And Kevin Owens doing commentary coming out and obviously cheering on Rusev over Ryback. Again, not much to say they're making Rusev, considering he was someone who was undefeated until John Cena stepped up. That's, you know, losing to Ryback and letting Summer Rae be the cause of some of your losses just seems like kind of weak booking for Ryback, for Rusev. Again, someone who I think is underused, but maybe after this feud gets out of the way, he can move on to something better. Maybe they'll let Rusev, Ryback, and Kevin Owens have a three-way feud for a while because it looks like they're kind of distancing Rusev from Dolph Ziggler and Lana and focusing more on getting a title and Summer Rae. So maybe that will be a three-way feud instead of Rusev going back to try to get the U.S. title again. That would make the Ryback match a little bit better, even though Kevin Owens as an opponent makes your matches better. Real quick, King Barrett defeats Neville. Neville still not a big enough player to get wins over guys like King Barrett, although King Barrett, maybe they're finally giving him a push to make the fact that he's King mean something. I like the idea of King Barrett, Adrian Neville, and Stardust kind of having a three-way feud, although that would seem a little repetitive if Ryback, Rusev, and Kevin Owens do that, so we'll see what's up there. Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman got the DQ finish. I thought it was weird that Luke Harper and Dean Ambrose didn't even make an appearance, and that this was just another whatever. Who cares about this match? Hopefully Hell in a Cell ends it, because I think I speak for all of us when I say we're ready for Bray and Reigns to move on to other things. All right, so that was SmackDown. And we're going to move right on to main event, and I'm going to have to play the sound effect. Alright, so the odds of you wanting to watch main event and listening to this podcast and not having a chance to watch main event yet and not liking spoilers are very slim. Had to play that sound effect just in case. Main event, which was taped on 10/6, which became available to me on Hulu Plus either on Wednesday or yesterday. I don't remember. I didn't watch it right away. But almost every week has at least one match worth watching. You can get it on the network for 3 weeks, and by the time it's on the network, the matches are completely irrelevant. This week, Kevin Owens came out to cut a promo about his wanting to be named Superstar of the Year at the next Slammys, and then talking smack to the commentary team about how no one mentioned he is the first person in WWE history to make his WWE Madison Square Garden debut as an entering Intercontinental Champion. So he made a big deal of the fact that no one made a big deal out of that. Then he ended up challenging Jimmy Uso to a match. They closed the show in what was a really good match, and he continued to talk smack to Byron Scott. So let's see. After that, after that one commercial break was when that match was announced. Naomi defeated Paige, so Paige continues to get buried. And then that's really all that happened. They showed a couple Raw replays. Paige continues to get buried, and that's, again, I'm really interested to find out what that really is all about. I don't know what their future plans are with Paige, but she is just getting buried over and over, which can't be good. She does look a lot like Man on Fire. I've seen pictures of him, and he looks a lot like Paige, so I appreciate the comments. Let's see. So real quick, I got to play the spoiler alert sound effect. Because TNA, I'm not going to go through the whole show last night because I barely watched TNA, but if you listen to the beginning of the show, the opening, we played a sound clip that was Dixie Carter and Billy Corgan announcing that with Matt Hardy relinquishing the title due to his injunction that was put on by our good friend EC3, the TNA World Heavyweight title will be decided in a 32 intergender tournament that is not necessarily single elimination. It begins with 8 groups of 4 who do some sort of round robin competition. It's a point based system, and I believe the 8 winners after that are in a single elimination tournament. I could be a little bit wrong. They did announce half of the competitors on the show last night. That's the only thing I'm really going to talk about for TNA Impact. And here are 4 of the 8. It includes Aiden O'Shea, Crazy Steve, Mahabali Shera, and Kenny King. I don't know any of those people. Group 2 is Group Knockout, Madison Rain, Awesome Kong, Brooke Tessmacher, and Gail Kim. Group United Kingdom includes Braum, Rockstar Spud, Grado, and Drew Calloway. And finally, the Group Champions include Austin Aries, Ethan Carter III, Mr. Anderson, and Bobby Lashley. So, that is the TNA Impact Wrestling results I'm going to give you. I'm not going to go into any more details about that. Let's see. Do you, like, know me personally? Because otherwise, the handicap joke. Sweet dude. Man, TNA is not going to survive a whole lot longer. This tournament is kind of interesting. I think the fact that they're including a knockouts division, so I guess at least one knockout will advance to the final 8. I think that's interesting. I don't know how that'll play out and who they're going to want to advance for that. So I guess I'm actually a little bit interested in this tournament. I like tournaments in general. So it'll be interesting to see how they're TV deals come together and how this tournament plays out, why Matt Hardy really put the title up, if he has any intention of leaving for WWE, like a lot of WWE fans hope. So, that's TNA. But until we get to James Storm, that's done with my TNA talk for right now. Let's go over real quick the ROH results, and I am straight up reading this off ProWrestling.net because I was ill-prepared, but there's not a whole lot to report. This is what aired 2 days ago on Destination America. The Briscoes defeated the Time Splitters in the opening match. An IWGP Heavyweight Champion. IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Kazuchika Okada faced Roderick Strong in a non-title match. Okada pinned Roderick for the win. Those were the only 2 matches. So there's your ROH results from Destination America 10-7. If you need any more details, go check out ProWrestling.net or probably just go to the Ring of Honor website. I'm sure they have information about it there. If not, that's a problem. Let's talk real quick then about the new guys signed to WWE. We just found out that James Storm, an 18-year pro wrestling veteran, makes his NXT debut next week. So I'm sorry if I spoiled that for you, but odds are, unless you did not turn on the internet between now and next Wednesday, you were going to hear about it. I wish I could have not known, but I don't think I could have possibly avoided it. Anyway, that being said, he will be making his debut next week. James Storm is someone that lots of people have been hoping for and speculating for a long time. He follows TNA talent such as Samoa Joe, the Dudleys, Rhino, who recently jumped ship and come back and found a place in WWE. I know very little about James Storm. I've watched very little TNA wrestling. I watched some of the Bound for Glory series like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer ago than that. It's been a while. So there's, I don't know a lot about James Storm. I'll be interested to see how he does in NXT. I'll be interested to see how this begins to play out in NXT. When you got enough guys coming through that eventually Samoa Joe, Rhino, James Storm, all these guys could be seen as, you know, a faction within NXT, former ROH or former TNA. I don't know how much they would want to even acknowledge that these guys all came from somewhere together, especially if they were WWE talents before they went to TNA. So maybe that'll never come up. Maybe James Storm will just get treated like everyone else. That'll be interesting to watch. And if any of you watched Tough Enough at all, then you may be interested to hear that Patrick from Tough Enough, who was by far and away the all-around most talented slash most well-versed slash most charismatic of the combination of all the Tough Enough competitors. He got voted off because of some really poor choices by the judges and the fans, really, in most people's eyes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Turns out, within the next 10 days or so, he should be reporting to the WWE Center in Florida. So expect to see him on NXT before too long. He was really talented, really passionate, really knew what was going on. He was killing it on the indies. He just won his first title last week, I think, but is now canceling dates because he is no longer a free agent. He must report to the Performance Center. So WWE continues to load in a bunch of talent, and we'll see how many other people. We know Amanda from Tough Enough has been brought on board. So both second place, not both second place competitors, I guess, because second place for the guys was ZZ. Actually ZZ, I think, was rumored to have been signed. So that's three guys and at least two girls from the show that got at least opportunities to work at the Performance Center. So we'll see how the rest of that pans out and how that affects Tough Enough future going forward. Vince seems convinced it's a good show. So Vince seems convinced. That's pretty hilarious. Vince wants, I think, to do another season of Tough Enough, so expect that to come out on the network if no other networks are willing to pick it up. All right, and we got about 10 minutes of left on this. One thing we're going to talk about real quick, the DLC downloadable content, the information released yesterday has a recall they need to make. They have a correction they need to make. So if you are like way into all the updates given about WWE 2K16, then you're going to want to hear this. It was nothing major, honestly. Here is the exact wording as it comes from the website, and I accidentally pulled up the wrong one. Let's go. So why can't I find it officially? The WWE 2K, this is, I'm reading off of PWMania.com. This is not the official release that I'm aware of. The WWE 2K16 DLC press release from this morning listed Arn Anderson versus Larry Zbyszko in the Hall of Fame Showcase pack. When, in fact, It is actually Larry Zbyszko and Arn Anderson versus Dustin Rhodes and Ricky Steamboat. They tweeted that correction out yesterday at approximately 3:45 p.m. I don't know if that's my time, if that's their local Twitter time, whatever. So, in case you were dead set on Arn Anderson versus Larry Zbyszko, I'm sorry, that's not in the showcase. It's actually Zbyszko and Arn Anderson versus Dustin Rhodes and Ricky Steamboat. This is the kind of news we're covering on a day like Friday, which is why I intend in the future, I say this all the time, I'm going to make Fridays about indie wrestling. I have some people lined up who I'm going to start talking to at least once a week so that by the end of the week I have a whole show's worth of content to give you, to update you on what's going on in the indie scene, because normally there's not very much to talk about on Friday. Normally WWE doesn't sign any big guys like that. I think we're going to dedicate the first 10 minutes or so of the show on Fridays to WWE going forward. We'll give the SmackDown results and any other rumors or anything that happened, but then we're going to dedicate the rest of the 20 minutes of the show to indie wrestling. So there's that. So I see what on this page I thought was worth mentioning. There's a new 20-second trailer for 2K16 where Austin, I guess, is going to release a bunch of Book of Austin vignettes where he works his way up to 316. This one was 310. You can check that out on YouTube. You can now buy Xavier Woods Up Up Down Down YouTube gaming channel shirts. So there's that, if that interests you at all. WWE continues to build up their women's roster in NXT. So you'll see over the next few weeks, three international women's wrestlers who worked the tapings the other day. So we've got Evie from New Zealand, was up against Nia Jax, which I assume that must be Nia Jax's official televised debut. Shazza McKenzie from Australia faced off against Emma, also an Australian. And Kaylee Ray from Scotland went up against Nia Jax also. And I feel like Nia Jax is probably born in America, but is of Samoan descent because I believe she's related to The Rock. So there's that. Or maybe she'll be of African-American descent if she's only related through her dad. But I feel like she's probably related through her mom's side. Yeah, I don't know why. This must be some sort of like indie update, because talking about Johnny Gargano and Tommaso being on NXT. But we all knew that was happening. And thanks for whoever's like going crazy with the stars right now, or the hearts. I appreciate it, Tim. You're the man. Let's see. That's really about it. Rosa Mendez, they're in Paris right now where Total Divas is filming some stuff. She's engaged. She's pregnant. Whatever. Bobby Shubinski, whoever that guy is, he seems really cool. Anyway, you can check out a bunch of Instagram photos of their trip in Paris, or just wait for Total Divas next season when they have a whole episode about Rosa Mendez, I'm sure. That's it. Again, slow Fridays, and I meant to have it so that Fridays are indie-focused days. I've got some indie promotions around here. I will specifically start hitting up to get some of those performers on here. Anyway, that's the end of the show. I'm going to play the closing for the podcast, chit chat with Periscope Room for a minute. And thanks for joining us. Look for Tweet the Table. Rest of the Best should be out later today or tomorrow. That is my favorite podcast to listen to. Comes on the same stream as this one, and we'll probably watch it on Periscope if you're bored. So look for that. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday with Sam Benjamin of the I don't have it up in front of me, so I can't think of it. I'm terrible. I apologize, Sam Benjamin. Anyway, Sam Benjamin will be on our show Monday. Thanks for hanging out in Periscope, Tim, and we will
check everyone later as soon as I find the closing sound clip to play for the podcast.
Marching Out in the Morning is proud to be recorded in Des Moines, Iowa at Audacity Solutions Studios. You can check us out at HeelZiggler.com. Follow us on Twitter at HeelZiggler_com. The song you hear at the beginning of the show was recorded in Des Moines, Iowa by my friend Campbell D'Souza with recording studios of Phil Young. You likely also heard the song Part Sec by the artist Arno Puros, which I downloaded for free at NoiseTrade.com, the album Timelines, and got permission from Arno Puros on Twitter for that. I also downloaded the song you're hearing right now at NoiseTrade.com. It is by a band called Ampersand. The song is called Aurora Borealis. It's on their album Trial and Trial, available for free at noisetrade.com. I haven't got their permission for this yet, but I hope to do so in the future. I tweet them about it, so we'll see what happens. You may also hear a more aggressive song that will be Ready, Set, Fire by a website called incompetech.com, where you can download stuff like that to use for your own good, royalty free. Marching Out in the Morning is here every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can subscribe to our podcast at iTunes or Stitcher just for Audacity Solutions Podcast. And of course, you can listen live every day or listen to the entire archive at blogtalkradio.com/AudacitySolutions.